would die for peanut butter.
You are now entering the administrator conference.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Anybody there? Hello? What the fuck?
Hello?
Yo, I didn't hear anything. I didn't hear a beep. I didn't hear that someone else joined.
No, those tones are already there. It doesn't matter. Those tones are all turned off. But we're on now. And
okay.
People
well, yeah, I see my name. They have.
Yeah. We're on right now.
Oh, wow. That sucks.
Hey,
I was on there. I'm like, yeah, I'm on there going, what the fuck?
Yeah, I guess
since
I waited through listening.
Yeah, we, well, when the music stops playing, there's usually a tone that lets me know that the intro music is over and then the show has started, which now it obviously has, so welcome to everybody. What, I have no idea what episode we're on, do you?
10, I think this is 10.
This is 10, okay. Freak Factor
yeah.
episode
10. Well, let me clarify something, though. When stream actually connects to this channel, there is a tone. Because when I was on, I heard the join tone. It's all that's only the stream that does that now. So when you, it hadn't yet transferred over.
So I'm patient enough and hung up before I heard the tone.
Yeah, it takes about 2 minutes and 55 seconds for it to come on, or 3 minutes and 5 seconds, something like that.
Gotcha.
So
okay, well, a little bit of housekeeping to start off the show with. I just approved several people who'd put in their accounts. Let's say this again for the record. I think we said it before, but if you've already got a fucking account, I'm not approving another account for you. If you're too much of a noob to remember your PIN, that's your problem. I'm not going to keep creating four. There are people that have so many accounts under the same name. We're not approving those anymore. Black Ratchet. Any more names out there?
We should just start nuking like everybody's account and start fresh and have really strict policy on it. Yeah.
I mean, it may be that bad to have to do it. I was going through and trying to find the duplicates and checking for them, but I don't know. Maybe it'll be easy. Maybe it will be easier to just wipe them, let everybody re-register.
Yeah,
but
I hate to kick off people that are actually like competent enough to call in and say, hey, my handle is, you know, whatever, and here's how it's spelled, and like actually register and remember their PIN, but.
My favorites are the one they call up and they leave their name and they even spell, and then they're nice enough to sit on the line and give me dead air 3 minutes after that.
Yeah,
like
there's
some kind
of
reward, or like we're gonna start fucking singing to them afterwards or something.
I got one of those early on, and I have to admit, early on I didn't really explain to people like how it worked, and you know I was just hacked it together to get it up and running. So understandably, the first week, maybe people didn't get it. You know, maybe they thought, like, regular voicemail, there was, like, a timeout that was going to say, okay, your message has been received or something like that. But
all
one
right.
person said his handle, didn't spell it, of course. That was before we had that policy. And then he sat on there for a couple of minutes. And I listened to the whole thing for the hell of it. And all of a sudden, after a couple of minutes, he's like, whoa, am I still on? I think this is a bug. It was hilarious.
Somebody had their TV on in the background, which, by the way, if your TV's on in the background and I can't understand you, you're not going to get approved either. They'll get rejected because if I can't clearly hear what you're spelling. I had one tonight where the person did say and spell their name, but there was a TV in the background. I could barely make it out, so I had to reject it because I can't understand what the people are saying.
Yep. I mean, this is
so
simple, people. Go into a room and quiet so that somebody can hear you. Say your name. Spell your name. Hang up. You know what? Eventually, I'm going to make the prompts more specific to say that. I may even make multiple prompts that say, please say your name. Please spell your name. Please hang up. You know, something like that. I don't know.
We have to, I think.
I mean, I don't think, I like I said, the prompts that I have on there are very vague, and that's a problem. But if you read the webpage, very clear as to what to do.
That would be freakfactor.net.
Whoa, I've never heard of that site. I'm going to check it out.
Yeah, so I guess that's pretty much all that needs to be said about that.
Yeah.
How did the scripting go? Are we pretty much doing a freestyle show tonight, or?
Yeah, unfortunately, we were going to do some of the voting stuff, but the problem was the voting stuff was written for the maybe the first show or the second show was written. That used that old username hashing, you know, the username and phone number hashing system. So that code hadn't been updated. So I started updating it now, but unfortunately I only have internet access through my cell phone now, so it's ridiculously slow. So I got pretty far, but I didn't get to finish it. And now that I'm on the phone, I can't finish it. So in any case.
Well,
I think
let's get a phone and maybe we can keep tinkering with it while we let the users go on. And unless you've got anything else, what do you think?
Honestly, I just the internet connection here is so slow. I don't think I want to work on it anymore.
The United States cell phone network is not fat. Come on now. Who do you expect me to believe that crap?
Well, no. Let me get into this little rant. The problem is GSM. It's just that simple. GSM, like, using a GSM phone for internet access sucks. It is slow and crappy. Like, you can get a kilobyte per second if you're, like, actually, you know, pulling a file via FTP or something like that. That's pretty much it. But if you're going SSH and you're typing character by character, it's really slow and terrible. Now, on the other hand, if you had CDMA, like Sprint or Verizon, it is really fast. Like, I was able to use Kazaa back in the day when I had a Sprint phone on my, you know, over this little USB cable, and it worked just fine. I could, you know, download all kinds of nonsense. But with this phone, I wouldn't even try it.
But see, isn't CDMA older technology than GSM? Why is that the case?
No, CDMA, you know, CDMA is far more technically advanced than GSM. I know there's going to be a million people that complain and say that that's not the case, but it really is. Do your homework. Figure out who developed it, and you'll see that it is king stuff. GSM
what do they use in Europe? What do they use in Europe? What is the predominant...
They use GSM in Europe. Hello?
Yeah, so how are they have the reputation of having a more reliable cell phone network than...
Well, reliability is one thing. Speed of internet access is another. The internet access in Europe is just as slow as it is here. They're just starting to get 3G type stuff out there. So, I don't know. They're just more reliable because that's the first thing that they built. You know? They didn't start out with all this analog junk and then have to move over. So...
All right, well...
Whatever. Who cares?
Exactly. Who cares? Exactly. Well, let's... again, is that it? Let's bridge the conferences and let's see who cares.
Yeah, sure.
Hope you people have some phone calls to make today, too.
Maybe
I'll some dirty jokes.
To start kicking people.
Yeah, or read some porn or something. Something to entertain me tonight. There are quite a few people on tonight, so I've got some high hopes. I think the show's going to go well tonight. It looks like there's a bunch of people on. Let's see what we can come up with.
All right.
I see Betty Beep Beep and a couple new people there, new to the show anyway. Living Dead is on. He always has some fun stuff to do here. So let's see how these people pull through. I guess I'm going to have to bridge, huh?
Yeah, I have no internet access while I'm on the phone.
How can you not be on the global interweb? You're just, oh, man. All right,
and there's no wireless access points either.
Wow. What are you in,
I don't. No, I'm in a vacation town. So, like, people are only here for, like, a week at a time. They have no internet access.
Nice. All right, well, I'm going to bridge conferences over, so welcome to Freak Factor 10, and... Something tells me we're going to get totally voiced out, so I'm going to hang up after this. So not very.
Get back on AIM so we can talk about some stuff.
We'll hop back on at 1 o'clock and close it up. This is going to be a normal length show tonight, people. So plan on at 1 o'clock. Late.
Later.
We are not live. Not their instincts still talking amongst themselves.
No, you guys are now live. Have fun with the show. Peace.
Oh,
later,
man.
Hater.
Hey.
Well,
that's not good.
How far?
Live now?
Yeah.
No,
now
yeah.
Apparently.
Ali did it.
Oh,
okay,
what the
fuck? So we need to call up Sally.
Mind.
We need to call up Sally and see what's going down. And
it's been red.
We need to call my mom.
Wrong one. Diagana, I know I saved that fucking link in here somewhere.
I have Drift, can't do international.
Did everybody see the pictures of Sally?
I don't even know
Sally.
Who Sally is.
What picture?
Oh, come on. She's the official Australian friend for Freak Factor. Freak Factor, yeah.
Oh, man, I gotta fucking say this. this has got to be the biggest amount of people that's been in here since, like, episode 3, dude. This is fucking amazing.
Because I'm a magnet.
18 people?
Hey, what's the part of those unit numbers mean?
There's no admin.
Noober McNooberson. That's funny. I can't believe they haven't changed that yet.
It wasn't my fault.
Yeah, it was.
I got cornholed.
He was pissed off at Oreo X, so he did you too.
Yeah. Who's number 4, though? Because he was number 3, and I'm 5.
I'm number 3, I think.
I'm number 4.
I mean, Noobie McNooberson.
No,
three.
Oreo X was number 3. You're number 5. Is there a number 4 in the room?
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Noobie
McNooberson. I'm in the conference right now.
Oh, no. Oh, no, right.
I'm listening. They're not. They don't have anything to talk about yet. I'm waiting. I have it on mute.
Okay, we could call. See, I made some notes. We could call the Chippendale Strippers. Help us like the Chippendale.
No.
And see if they'll help us like
that's
the Chippendale Rescue Rangers.
Hiring.
We can see if they're the Chippendale Rescue Rangers and if they'll help us.
No, we should try to like get jobs as Chippendale dancers.
Oh! Trey Parker, we need to call him back.
Yeah.
Oh, and I'd like to apologize to everyone for saying that I would come back in 30 minutes on last week's show and never did.
Oh, yeah.
We didn't realize you were gone, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, that makes me feel really bad.
Who was that anyway?
Are you going to leave now?
Who?
This is Lunar.
What?
Remember,
this is Lunar.
Thank you for waiting.
Were you like the host last time, though?
To a good time. So
reach out. Come on now.
No, silly, not that. I meant your credit card number. Just put in your credit card number followed by the pound sign. Then I'll
that's Ghostbusters, by the way.
Do it. Do
it. As well as 99 cents per minute to $3.99 per minute.
Do it.
Okay. Can we call my mom right quick and tell her happy birthday?
No.
Shut up.
No.
Actually, happy birthday on phone. What time is it where you are, though? That's my question.
3 a.m.
11. I just saw my mom. She was at this karaoke thing. So she's
wow.
Oh, boy.
Your mama.
It was weird. Because I was at karaoke with my girlfriend. And then my mom showed up. She's supposed to be in North Carolina.
Hang on 1 second. I'm going to see if I get Lucky in here. Lucky's online.
Go.
That's cool.
Yeah, make sure to get him.
Okay, I'm calling my mom.
Okay, you do
so
that.
So no one can hear me, right?
What? Someone can hear
ow.
You. I just
fucking hell.
Hey, does anybody have that link for the site where you get all the books and stuff from that was on last week's show? Because I never told it.
Yeah, I'll post it in the channel. 1 second.
I didn't even listen to last week's show yet. I'm so fucking pissed.
Sweet.
Because
I have a site, but I don't think it's the same one.
Where?
Hi, CSV.
Can you have my voice?
Here we go.
If you would like to leave a message, please do so at the tone. If this is GoDaddy, please cease and desist your harassment.
What the hell?
Phone calls. Not appreciate them.
What is this?
Thank you very much for your time.
Sounds like stink.
Please send your facts now.
Wait, what was that?
Begin speaking at the tone.
It sounded like stink.
Hang up or press.
I know that, but someone's got his phone number. Okay, now we're on some message. Is this Stank's message machine or what the fuck?
Okay, I'm calling my mom.
Wait.
We need to talk to CFH.
What?
What the fuck are we on right now? We're on some message machine.
Damn it.
I like it.
Okay, what now?
I get it.
I think someone just like called Stank's message machine or something.
Yeah, CFH pwned his arm.
Let's see, send me a message.
Yeah.
When we get some time, we should call the, sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Finally.
When we get some...
Go ahead, I'm sorry, I'm just talking to myself.
Go ahead.
No, sorry. I said, when we get some time, there's this guy that's been selling wares in Vancouver, and he's got a phone number you can call. According to the site, it's $40 for Photoshop CS2, so I was thinking we could give him a call, considering it's about 8:25 p.m. where he is.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, definitely.
Do it. Okay. I got his number now. Who wants to talk to him?
Are we calling?
I can't call. I'll talk, though.
Who are we calling?
I'll call him. The guy we're calling is the guy who's selling wares. He lives in Vancouver. I'll try to three-way with Skype here.
Vancouver?
That was funny when Lim and Dead called, and he was like,
yeah, I'm the manager of the telephone company.
That's that.
Remember,
I'm calling up the Vancouver Where Is Dude.
Alright. Who should I ask for?
Turtle Sally.
So whoever's going to talk, get yourself ready.
Am I
talking? Yeah, Living Dead is, because I heard his voice.
Alright, so who am I asking for?
Yeah, it's Darling.
You want Photoshop?
Who? Wait, who?
Yeah, Photoshop has the price.
Juice yeah, after Juice Photoshop.
All right, who am I asking for, though?
Where?
Juice
who, though? Like, what person?
Hello?
Larry.
Hi, I can hear you on the line. Is this the guy who placed the ad for the Vancouver, used Vancouver?
Hello, this is David Blake, and you have reached my voicemail box.
Which one?
Yeah.
If you would like to leave a message, please go at the tone. If this is GoDaddy, please cease and desist your harassing emails. I do not.
So this is Stank again.
It is. Yeah, his name's David. I know that.
Send your fax now. Or wait right. for the call.
I'm calling him.
Who found this shit?
When you're finished.
Oh my God.
Hey, Stank!
Hello.
Dang! He's got
Dang.
Owned.
Turtle. Freak back
oh
there.
My God, he's been owned. Oh, it's some funny shit.
Got things. Not really.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay.
Echo. Echo.
Echo.
Who knows?
Echo.
Who knows? Stank, a.k.a. David's answering machine number. That's
repetition.
Wow.
Wow. That's horrible.
Gary?
Echo.
Echo.
That's funny.
You know as soon as he gets that, he's going to come in here and he's going to pwn everybody.
He's going to kick us all off.
Like, we'll just be sitting here typing, our computers will explode. They'll just burst into flames. The phone will start sparking. It's going to be horrible. Your refrigerator's going to shut down.
Okay, what's with the echo?
Hold up.
Okay, whoever's playing the stream in the background, turn it down. Or fuck it, turn it off.
Is that to you or the Shawshank Redemption?
Shawshank Redemption is Lunar.
Damn.
It looks like the only other person that's talking on the list when it's echoing, that's CFH.
No, it's Seal. No, it's Seal.
Hey, I'm talking. I ain't echoing, though.
Okay, then it's Seal. The only two names that are popping up when it echoes are CFH and Seal.
Oh, I'm using a normal phone. There's no speakers anywhere near a mic.
It's got to be Seal, then.
No, wait, I'm Seal. I'm the one who's saying that.
Oh, okay, then it's CFH.
I was muted during the echo.
Oh, someone's getting called by their parents. Oh, Axis.
Hey, guys.
Go.
This is Joke.
CFH. Oh,
David Blake.
Oh, come on now. Stop that.
Stop calling.
If this is GoDaddy, please cease and desist your harassing emails and phone calls. I do not appreciate them. Thank you very much for your
Hello,
time.
This is GoDaddy.
Please send your fax now.
Who are you guys calling?
To leave a voice message.
God.
Okay,
you know what?
For more options.
Is the echo still going on?
It's not echoing.
I know it wasn't CFH, because CFH was muted during the echoes.
Mute me, see what happens.
not echoing as bad anymore. Or yeah.
Yeah,
it is.
See what happens.
It is CFH. It definitely
is CFH.
Yeah,
CFH, leave.
I'm going to tell Black Ratchet right now.
No.
What the fuck's going on? I'm telling Black Ratchet on you.
I can't hear you guys talking. I don't know what's going on. Oh, there's Black Ratchet right now.
Wow, who has a stream up in the background?
That's CFH.
Guys, if you go to the Freak Factor, if you guys go to the Freak Factor website, you can vote people off.
Hang on a second. Hold on.
Hey, not CFH. Yeah, CFH is muted.
CFH is gone.
Mute me, Seal.
Hey, Black Ratchet, is there a chance you could unmute or mute everyone and then unmute one by one so we can figure this out? Because, I mean, it's the beginning of the show.
Yeah, hold on one second. I'm still trying to figure out where the administrator conference is. Page, whatever it is.
Hello.
Oh, and what about Lucky?
I can't help him.
So, even if he registered for a new name, you couldn't,
Oh, if he registered for a new name, that's no problem.
Okay, I let him know.
I think it's Seal.
Yeah, mute me, see what happens.
Yeah, mute Seal.
It could be.
CFH is back now.
Testaroo.
It's Seal.
It's Seal.
Testaroo.
It is Seal.
Well, we're not echoing now.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
We weren't for like a second.
Okay, Seal, I think it's you. Unmute. I love the mute thing.
I think boot off doesn't work yet, though.
Unmute.
I really want to do that.
Unmute. Testing.
Okay.
Testing.
Yes, it's done. It's gone.
Testing.
No, wait, it's still there.
Seal, it's you.
I knew it. I knew it originally. It was either Seal or CFH. I was partially right.
That was some MacGyver conclusions right there. And the voting still doesn't work, because I've been clicking to vote off Seal for like 5 minutes.
Is no IP here?
Oof.
No IP.
I'm throwing Black Ratchet on you.
Can we call my mom now?
Alright.
Yeah.
I heard yeses and noes. What the heck?
Nah.
Oh,
yeah,
I can't reapprove Lucky because
no.
People have to remember their names.
Yeah.
Hey. I can threw in someone.
Hey, Lucky's an exception, you know? He's a noob, okay? He's an exception.
You should be newbie McNoobers in number 6.
Yeah.
I have the one up on Lucky.
Number 1.
Living Dead.
Yeah?
Do you want to do the AT&T call? The telegraph service?
Fuck.
What?
Okay.
I thought we were calling that
Wares
guy.
Yeah,
let's
call Wares guy.
Yeah. We did call him. He was on for about 30 seconds saying hello as we were talking about, and then he hung up. So we can try again, but I don't think it's going to work.
Everyone was yelling.
Can I
still everyone was yelling was your problem.
Jesus Christ. Can we all just, like, make up and stop fighting? Seriously.
Hey, everyone,
shut up.
Who are we calling?
Hello.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. I'm interested in getting a Photoshop CS2. Hello?
Are you trying to reach my residence? Who is this? Hello? Hey,
hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this John?
I'm sorry?
Can I speak to John?
Oh, this is Dave.
Hi, Dave. How are you doing?
Maybe you've
That's good enough.
Wrong number.
No, it's the right number.
So, how's it going?
Who is this?
This is Gay. Hang up.
Huh?
Get called Photoshop that. CS2 now.
Okay.
Who called?
Am I muted?
I don't know.
It's like...
You're
no.
not muted.
Alright,
I think the only person here muted is Seal. Oh no, he's not muted either.
No, I'm not muted.
Oh, okay, we'll mute you now. Okay, cool, you're unmuted again.
Alright, so that's the wrong number, I guess.
Wow, that's actually good. People are actually in here. I'm happy now.
Yeah.
So am I, Black Ratchet, so am
well,
I.
Well, now we just can't do anything because there's people here yelling.
Considering the fact that 2 episodes ago I kept the damn show going for fucking 2 hours talking about shit.
And I listened to
you. Man, I would have came back in.
For those
was
of you
on.
That haven't listened to episode, what, was it 8 yet? Go to like the last 2 hours and you'll hear me and another guy doing nothing but ranting on and on about different shit.
Nice.
Just to make it so it's not dead air.
You should have told me to come back on. I want to come back on.
Okay, let's call up the Beanery, goddammit. Someone
the
call
what?
The Beanery.
The Beanery?
Barney's Beanery.
Call the internet.
Is
it open?
We got to do that
closed.
Again.
They're always closed.
It sucks.
You can still call the number, though, even if it says it's closed.
Yeah, they're on sometimes, even if it says offline.
That's cool. Well, for everybody that was here, for everybody that was in here last week, here is a website that has Sally's picture.
Sally!
And here is another one. Sally's our Australian
are you
official Freak Factory
contact.
Buddy.
I'm looking for her, like, home phone number.
Sally's? It's like 2 o'clock.
Where is it on that page?
Alright, so, are we getting AT&T?
Okay, someone call the internet.
No! Fuck the internet.
Oh, the internet's great. Call them.
Let's call Trey Parker.
Who's
I'm not for calling Trey Parker.
The bell, but you know, I just can't
I have no
think.
Idea. What just happened?
Trey Parker. Oh, South Park.
That's
yeah,
South
okay.
Park. Yeah.
I don't think we have been required enough to, like, talk to him. He can hang up after, like, 2
America.
Seconds.
America. America, fuck yeah.
You got a number here for a random chick named Ellen, given from an unnamed source.
An unnamed source, huh? Let's see here. Who's this unnamed source?
So, what are we going to call?
Call the internet.
Why?
I have night.
It's fun, that's why.
Call my mom, and tell my mom happy birthday, you bitches.
I have an idea for a prank.
Who is that?
Who's talking?
It's a girl! It's a girl!
Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. Anyways, who's talking?
Did it.
Ghostless?
I gotta hang up, I'm afraid.
Girl? That's not
you
ghostless.
Like
I'm a, ghostless.
No,
like
no. I was just saying. Okay, hang on.
Suddenly the quality in this room just went down 3 notches.
It's gotta be someone that, like, registered a lot later because... No girls registered before 20. Unless it's Betty Beep Beep, but I mean, seriously, no girls registered before 20, so I don't know how she's got a 14.
Maybe she just never came in.
No, I never did. This is my first time.
Oh,
okay, yeah, it is Betty
what?
Beep Beep.
What I'd like to do is,
call
a booth
manager. Just the internet.
Cool.
Alright, we're not calling the fucking internet. Stop with that.
Yes, we...
What's this number that ATX...
And we can tell them they're live on the internet.
Hey, it's this one guy that said if I call it, he'll kill me, so call it.
Just listen to Betty Beep Beep.
Since when did they start letting girls
someone just call fucking
phone?
ATX's Austin, Texas
please.
Number.
Yes, do it.
Just let Betty Beep.
So ATX will just, like, calm down... ATX needs to calm down. He's always hyped up on
ATX. What are we calling?
Is this him?
Yeah.
Alright, good.
Oh no.
Oh, he's not going to answer. That faggot.
Hi, this is Cynthia.
She's called...
I can't answer my phone right now, so just send me a message, and I'll get back to you when I can. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Please leave your message after the tone. Press 1 to send a numeric page.
All right, just hang up. Dang it.
That was fun.
Yeah, that's
who
fun.
Is she?
I don't know. I just asked some dude for a number on AIM, and he just gave it to me. He said if I call it, he'll kill me.
Nice.
Okay, let's see here.
We have Sally. We have Trey Parker. Ryan Seacrest.
Hey, do you still have that? Do you still have that possibly Mark Hamill number, or do you guys call that?
Oh yes, I do. I still have it. We didn't.
I have the fraternity clinic. We can do that too. That's gonna be fun.
Okay. Do you want me to call Mark Hamill or somebody else? It doesn't matter.
If you can call, if you call, I'll talk because I'm just such an uber Star Wars geek.
Okay, I'll call. Hold on.
Wait, who's Mark Hamill?
I might
be excused by not knowing people of the stars, but who is Mark Hamill?
Luke Skywalker.
Oh, alright.
Yeah.
Not a big Star Wars fan, so I don't know these things.
That's supposed to be Jeopardy or Star Wars. What the fuck?
Connect your call.
There we go. That's maybe Mark Hamill.
All right.
Maybe Mark Hamill.
I'm not talking. I changed my mind. I will play the music, though. Oh, damn. Shut that shit off. Shut that shit off.
We found a modem now.
They faked their fucking information on the damn Whois. Those bastards. Well, no, then again, we might have called a fax machine.
So anyway, what I wanted to do was to call a douche manufacturer and imply and hint that I drink the douche instead of using it as intended.
What?
What's the intended use?
I heard the douche, and I heard you drink the douche, but I didn't hear what you said after that.
Instead of using the douche as it was intended, I was going to call and say that, well, I was going to hint and see how long it would take for them to get it, that I drank the douche.
What's it intended for? Right. I don't get it.
Dude, a douche is going to make you go shit, okay? It's an enema, pretty much.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, okay, I just...
Yeah, let's do that, let's do that. I like
yeah.
that.
God, this show is officially not Freak Factor anymore. It's Prank Factor now. My God.
Mm-hmm. CSH, how old are you?
What?
He's super soft. His mic's soft. Is his mic soft for everyone? Can
that,
you barely hear him?
Yes.
His factor in here is way below normal.
Alright. Yeah, your mic's really soft, Steve.
17.
Hey, Black Ratchet, you still there?
Why?
I mean, you obviously are, but you're probably muted yourself.
Why?
Well, I was trying to get Lucky in here, you guys, but he forgot his user ID and pass. So
if he wants, I can throw him in.
I told Lucky to just get a new thing going, and so.
Has
right
Lucky ever moved the show? Like in the last
yeah, he's been on
10
like,
episodes.
In the last how many?
Whatever.
10 yet. But, yeah, he was on episode 2 and 3, and I think, no, 2 and 4, but not 3. I think someone just played, like, a message machine or something and said, this is Lucky 225. Because, I mean, after we heard that, he just went silent. But, yeah, I'm going to find some cookies. Hang on 1 second. And then in the next 30 minutes, I'm going to call back on a new phone card, and y'all can hear me taking a shower. Yay!
Ooh, yeah.
If you want, I can bring him into the conference.
Hey, is this
hang on 1 second. Mom?
Kind of.
Wait.
I'm live on the internet. Bite me. Oh.
Wait, who?
Okay.
Hi, mom of whoever's talking.
I got, yeah, that was my mom. But yeah, I got 2 minutes left, so I'm going to call back on a new phone card and take a shower. And y'all can listen and whatnot. Yeah. And if it causes any trouble, Black Ratchet has the right to mute me. And I'll just contact him on AIM when to take me off. But anyway, yeah. Pretty interesting showering time. Fucking midnight.
Can anyone hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, we can.
Oh, that's better.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Freak Factor, the show where you can hear people take showers.
Yay.
Yay. Content.
Yay. What?
Doesn't get more exciting than this. Now we just need to get that chick to take a shower, and we'll get half the people jacking off in no time.
To the sound of a shower?
Okay.
But if you say there's a naked dick in it, it works.
Next phone call.
Why?
Because that's what you do on Freak Factor, you call.
Why?
Who are we calling?
Why?
I don't know. What's the next number you want to do?
Okay, you know what? Does anyone have a number? Twitter says ABC in New York City.
Oh, we can do the douche one?
Call it.
But if we call ABC, like, it'll be an answering machine, won't it, at this time of night? Especially since it's nearly midnight.
Call it.
Okay, we'll call it. Coder?
Yeah.
No, the number, please. I'll do a three-way. What do we want from them, anyways? If we call them, what shall we say we want?
Porn.
Porn. Okay, I'll ask. I'll inquire about porn. Coder, give me the number. I can see you on IRC. I'm assuming.
Porn and drugs. Porn and drugs.
I'll do it. Assuming. I'll three-way. Okay, here's the number. I'm calling him now.
Demand drugs.
It'll take me a second to get this working for Skype, so hold on.
I'm calling Ron Seacrest.
Maybe. Okay, you call that, I'll get this ready.
Demand prostitute.
You have reached 310-806666, the fourth phone number for Brown Craft and Company.
Oh yeah, we
following
tried
that. Is a list.
Oh yeah, we already tried that. My bad. Okay, that's good.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I'm calling ABC now.
What's ABC like the
news?
The New York City, whatever.
Oh, bye-bye.
I have no clue what we'll be saying.
Juice off.
Join.
Juice.
By the way, guys, I don't have DTMF anymore. Eh?
It's a bloody motherfucking miracle. I got into BINREV. Who fucking knew?
Fuck you. Fuck you.
Just register your nick and you can get in like me. Oh shit, Hack TV episode 2 is out. God damn it.
Yeah, I'm in the middle
someone's
watching
informed.
It. Good shit, man.
Holy
good
crap,
shit.
Really?
Isn't it good?
It's amazing.
It's got the best camera in the
good?
World.
If you were running at 1, at 1 to 10, it'd be like a 50. It's just that damn good.
See y'all later. I'm gonna head off.
It better be
bye.
For how long it
see ya, man.
Later.
I downloaded under 20 minutes, so.
It better be fucking
I don't know
what
it's yet. It's amazing.
No.
It's just so superly amazing. And maybe Hack TV 3 can be done during DEF CON and take
it
long
is.
Less time.
Does anyone know who edited Hack TV 2?
Yeah, that was Dr. Zigman.
An Ethiopian.
Cool.
Dr. Zigman.
Three Ethiopians.
I want to be I want to be a damn hop in BINREV. How do I do that?
I can't even get in.
Become EDD. You're not good enough, though.
You got to give hand jobs.
Hey, Jedi B. Jedi Bebop.
Yeah, that's what that sounds for.
He's a noob. He's an uber elite noob, but he's still a noob.
He had to give Hack like 13 blowjobs.
That's fine with me. I'm swing both ways.
And then he had
14
if
they wanted to.
Then he had to give
okay, so what's
like
the plan?
13.
I thought we were calling somebody.
No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Well, we tried calling ABC in New York, but that just, it kept ringing on.
Phil.
How about Alex Borstein? She does the voice of Lois.
Who's she?
Let's do what's his face? Trey Parker.
Trey Parker is cool, but Frank calling anyone else is not cool.
Yeah.
Mark Hamill, that was a bad idea.
You know, yeah, we're not gonna just talk on air.
Definitely. Oh yeah.
Okay, someone's calling something. actually 14, because Black Ratchet's gone.
Nah. He's there.
Black Ratchet.
Stop that music.
He's hiding. He's hiding.
He's probably giving someone a blowjob.
Oh, yeah.
He's hiding.
Let's play Doom 3.
Hello.
Oh, God damn. What the
I didn't
fuck?
Say that.
Stop it. Kill it. Beat it with a stick.
What are the TV on or music on? Turn it off.
I'm sorry. That was, I accidentally, my bad.
You accidentally watched TV.
No, it's on now.
Can anybody call?
I'm not playing any music now. I have my TV down.
Can anybody call international?
Okay.
Nope.
Yes, I can call international. Just what number and why?
Okay, Code Monk 33 says he has a few payphones.
Hey,
I'll call him, whatever. Just give me the number.
Someone can give me a phone number for Sensation. Or, I'm sorry, IDNT.com or the Amsterdam Thunderdome and call it. I'll fucking, owe you so badly. Or, so I don't know, fucking suck on. I don't know. God damn. Someone find a number for me.
No. Who says I could call international? Anybody?
ATX, you saw.
I can call international if you want. Just give me a number.
Okay, who is that? I'm telling. Okay,
this is Theo.
He's giving me a number.
And for the people in the IRC, Jedi Bebop, you are indeed an elite noob.
Okay, here we go.
No.
An uber elite noob.
Elite noob. He's got the distinction going. Yeah? What number?
Are you in? Okay, here we go. I just posted it in Freak
Factor. All right, let's do insurance one after this. Definitely.
Who has the TV on?
Thank you, Sub-Zero, for that awesome idea.
Yeah, that's a good idea, Sub-Zero. Ooh, here's one inside the bathroom at White Rock Yacht Club.
We've already called that.
Yeah, no one picked up though.
That's a yacht club. That wasn't the that wasn't the beanery.
Who's got the TV still on?
I don't know. It's annoying.
That's not my TV. I was just playing Doom 3 and it wasn't that loud.
Is it lower?
No, that ain't Doom 3. That's a TV.
Prepare to be amazing.
It's
I'm taking
not
a shower.
Me this time.
Me. Is it lower? Is it?
Okay, I'm going mute. Hang on, I'll be right back.
Ah.
Hey, Steel. Here's the actual number.
Stop it.
Corrects me
there, that's better.
That was him.
Calling that number.
Jeez.
Just give me a sec to set it up again with Skype.
Why are you playing Doom 3 while we're on Freak Factor?
I'm playing Call of Duty right now.
Freak Factor is just that fun.
Yeah.
So rude.
How can... That's crazy for me. I can't play and talk on the phone at the same time.
I just have my volume all the way down.
Okay, calling the Aussie number. Busy single.
Aw, that's gay.
Boy, dude, I can call Aussie. It's a shitload cheaper.
No, you can't.
Okay, anybody want to call Sally back?
No.
Yeah.
I'll call her.
Okay, here's Sally.
I'll talk.
We need to ask for Sally. We have to make sure we ask for Sally.
All right, I'll talk.
Don't ask for last name Townsend.
It is?
Yeah.
Isn't it super late in Australia?
No,
it's the middle of the day.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh,
how do you know her last name's Townsend?
It's on one of the pages for the zoo. And there's a Sally Townsend.
All right, so, who's calling in? And everyone shut up while they call.
I'm done.
Turn off your TV.
Damn, I'm gonna talk, and y'all guys gotta shut up.
Who talked last time to her, mostly?
I don't know.
Is Livedon still here?
Good afternoon.
Yeah.
Hannah.
Hello? Can I talk to Sally?
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 May I say speaking?
This is from Freak Factor. We're here to talk to Sally.
Sorry, what was your name?
We're
Josh, we're an organization.
Just one moment.
What the heck is that?
The naughty wombat.
Did you get that?
From the jet ski. Kids jet ski. You view. Back to the fun and excitement for my daughter's special day.
Is that Steve Irwin?
Yeah.
Steve. He's good people. They can
come in free. A jet ski for his daughter's special day.
Crikey, he bit my arm off.
Bitch in the naughty wombat again.
Hello.
Yep.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. At the moment.
Hello.
Very well. Can we leave her a message?
Yeah, you can. Do you have a number there that she can call you back on?
No.
Not so much a number, but we do have a website she can check out if she wants, as this is an organization of sorts. I'll spell it out because it's difficult to do. Thanks. Hey. Okay, the website is PHREAK. Yes, PH. I know, it's a very odd spelling. So the first word is freak, so P-H, thank you. And then it's P-H-A factor, C-T-O-R dot net. So the whole thing is freakfactor.net, and she can get, if she's interested, get back to us there.
Okay, no worries.
Thank you
no
very
worries,
much.
Mate.
Be available?
No, they want that.
You know when she might be available?
No, no need for that, whatever. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Is
bye.
Is she tending animals?
Bye-bye.
She's attending the horses. She's servicing them.
You should have asked if she had, like, an extension or a cell phone number.
Servicing
she's
three
promotions
horses.
In public.
Okay, we got a...
All right, so let's do the insurance one now, the abduction.
We're actually in the midst of another call, actually. Oh, busy, never mind.
Hey, gentlemen, you could call Walmart and get on the PA system.
Yeah.
Well, that's in Walmart.
Fuck.
It's not like we haven't done that before.
Let's do the abduction to the insurance company.
Yeah, let's do the insurance company.
But if we call the insurance company, what are we going to say? Like, honestly.
That we were abducted by aliens and we would like
we to want insurance.
In case it happens again.
Okay. If our car was abducted, how much would it be worth in terms of insurance to recollect?
Insure cat sex.
And car insurance and like
cat sex insurance.
Against aliens.
So these are insurance for everything against, like, abductions and stuff. So you can get car insurance and everything.
What about cat sex?
Yeah, they have it too.
What about turtle sex?
No, only on Fridays for that one.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Alright, so who wants to call the insurance
turtle
company?
Turtle sex special.
Fried turtle eyes.
Does that vote off thing work yet? We need to start
no.
voting some bitches.
It does.
Let's find out. Let's vote off Black Ratchet.
Yeah. Voting doesn't work.
I'm clicking it.
No.
Me too.
Okay, I'm calling another Australian pain phone here.
It's not registering.
It feels great to
plastic.
Be clean.
What?
Oh.
Go, Plastic,
what?
Go.
I said it feels great
you
to be clean.
You need to call the insurance company and get a quote for abduction insurance.
Do I have a number? You want me to get a local number?
I'll be back. My phone's dying.
Aw. Sorry. Do we have a number?
Wow, you're a speed typer.
That was probably me.
You're poning noobs.
This is going to be the
Flame
Steel episode again.
Poning noobs.
Yeah,
on
the keyboard.
Somebody.
Have y'all heard Pure...
Alright, shut up. What were we saying?
No.
Screw it.
No.
I'm going to go get an insurance number and take a leak.
All right.
Everyone's gay.
Hey, you know what? Record you taking a leak. It'll be a first for Freak Factor, and I'm sure the
internet.
No, somebody already did that.
I've done it before.
Damn.
Somebody took a shit on Ben Rev.
Yeah, that was Lunar, wasn't it?
Isn't that magical?
Magical shit.
This show rocks, and we now know why. Okay, so what's next?
Okay. We're doing the insurance line.
Kit, who's got a number?
I don't.
He's coming back with one, he said. Kay. All right, here's the one.
In the meantime, let's...
Where's 419? That is in Ohio, Toledo.
Ohio?
So,
after the
all the sea chicks with the crimson lips.
I'm a naughty wombat.
Indeed.
Alright, so is someone going to call? Am I calling or what?
What are we calling?
Insurance company to see what their coverage is on abductions.
Do we have a number yet?
Yeah, Sub-Zero gave us one.
Sub-Zero, you bastard.
I hear it. It's 419-472-6075.
I'll be so what surprised if that call goes more than 5 seconds.
All right, ready?
Try to sound as serious as possible.
All right, who's calling this?
It'll be hard, eh? Yeah, who's talking through this?
I'll
I can
talk,
do it, but I swear I'll break up laughing.
I would, but I sound like a little kid. And
girl.
You don't sound like
a
little kid, trust me.
You sound like you have abductions around where you live, though. Sound like what? You sound like you would have abductions around where you live.
Oh. She means you're a fucking hick.
Yeah.
Fucking hick.
Pwnt.
The people here are weird enough without abductions.
It's not
yeah.
That's
the
FH.
Yeah, it is. Really? Fuck you.
Alright, so, who is going to call the number?
I will call it.
I can call.
Okay, so, here's the number. 419-472-6075.
So, do you want me to call it or somebody else? I don't care.
Somebody else.
I don't care. Okay, I'll do it then. This
care.
Is you.
Okay, now, who is talking?
Me? Who? Oh, no.
Okay, I'm calling them now, so you guys better make up your mind quick.
I'll talk, then.
I'm connecting, and should be dialing any second now.
Okay.
There we go. Good luck, guys.
Thank you for calling Payac Insurance. Our office is presently closed. Our
Stop
night business hours are 9
You know, it makes sense considering it's midnight right now.
Yeah, we need to call in, like, California.
No,
it's 24
hours. Still 9 here.
Are there 24-hour ones?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
Unless you went for the big companies. Like, yeah, Geico makes sense.
Geico.
It's the kind you get off of, like, a payphone. It's, like, one of one's house. Oh, let's ask if we can get the gecko to be, like, our mascot or something.
Okay, who's doing the chat thing?
Yeah, someone needs to shut up.
The official mascot of Freak Factor.
I think Sally should be our mascot and with the naughty wombat.
Why do you like her
yeah.
so much?
Oh, that would be
awesome.
Because
she's hot.
He has a wombat fetish. Wombat fetish.
What are wombat fetishes? Like mini kangaroos?
I think. One second.
In the
here.
Yeah.
Geico.
Yeah.
What's the number?
I have Geico for my local city.
No, you don't.
Okay, we got a number for a Geico here. 888-830. I'll set it up.
Well, this is all, like, flashed out.
I don't even have 1-800 numbers. That's bullcrap.
Okay, I'm setting up the Geico call. I'll be ready to call him in 2 seconds, so you guys better prep up.
No.
Oh, I'm dialing out now.
Why?
I got my makeup on. We're all good.
What about the dress?
For calling Geico.com.
Hey, guys. Shh.
Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes. If you do not have a Geico policy and want a free quote or would like to purchase a policy...
Does anyone have a DTMF tone thing?
...for our claims department...
I can, yeah. Tone.
To verify your last payment was received, to determine your account balance...
Okay, so press 1.
...to make a payment, press 4.
Because we don't have a policy yet.
Customer service, press 5.
For
mechanical breakdown
only auto insurance.
For emergency roadside service department, press 6. If you do not have a Geico policy and want a free quote or would like to purchase a policy,
roadside assistance.
Press 2 now. For our claims department, press 3.
For a quote, verify
your
last deduction was received, determine your account balance, or to make a payment, press 4. For customer service,
just talk to anyone who will transfer you.
For our
talk to anyone who will transfer you.
For emergency roadside service department, press 6. For a glass-only claim, press 7. To repeat this menu, press 0. If you do not have a Geico policy and want a free quote or would like to purchase a policy, press 2 now. For our claims department, press 3.
Someone
should have
a phone with
me
as close to this factory.
For your account balance, for automobile insurance, press 2. For home, press 3. For
2,
oh,
bitch, 2!
This is the Skype line.
My name is Todd Tully. To better assist you, may I please have your policy number?
Oh, can you pass us to the group without policy numbers? Sorry, we pressed the wrong tone there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Are you looking to get to the phone pay system, sir?
Yeah, well, we're looking for... we pressed the wrong number. We just wanted the one whereby we get quotes on policies because we don't have one yet.
Oh, okay. Oh, easy enough. Give me just a second, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Your voice is soothing. I heard it.
Don't say we. Don't say we.
Yeah, I help you.
Yeah.
Touche on that.
Hello.
Hi.
This is Geico. How may I help you? Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Punk.
We lost the call.
Hello, it's
nobody was talking.
Out. Yeah, I know. What the?
Well, I thought that the second guy saying hello would have
nobody
been
was
heard.
Talking. Call back.
I think Telco Bob just called me gay, by the way. So everyone hacked Telco Bob.
No, I think he said that guy's gay.
No, you are.
Sorry, Telco Bob. No one hacked Telco Bob now.
Yeah.
Maybe
actually,
just
you know
just
what?
Sure.
Everyone hacked Telco Bob.
Maybe just like one or two,
RF.
Just to make sure. Call that.
RF.
Call that number back.
Yeah.
Okay, calling back. But you know what the problem was?
The
you know what the problem was? Okay, well, you guys just shut up. Whoever's doing the DTMF. Okay, sorry. The problem was that Skype cannot do tones that well because the integrity of like the bandwidth, whatever, sucks. So DTMF tones don't carry. So if anyone else can call the number, you'd probably get more success than me.
I'll try with X-Pro. What's the number?
Here, I'll get it for you.
That's
if I can. Okay, I'm writing out the number now on...
It's scrolling. There we go. Okay, I have to use Folgers, so hold on.
Calm down.
So you're dialing up the number, right? So in the meantime, while he's doing that, let's just talk about random stuff.
Juice.
Okay.
So yeah.
Dank is a sexy man.
Jesus, Juice.
Hack TV 2 is awesome.
No, it is. What?
Yes, it is. Okay, yeah, while he's dialing the number, let's all talk about hacking.
Nah. What's not?
It's not out yet, is it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it just came out.
Oh, yeah,
fresh off the press.
Yeah, but the download's really slow.
Yeah,
wow.
Indeed.
Download it right now.
That's not 20, enough numbers.
26 kbps.
It isn't?
80%.
You guys hear me?
Oh, yeah, I'm missing an 8 there.
No, we can't.
It's 1-888-830.
Okay. And then I realized I called 1-800 number for free. TV2. I was like, dumbass. Okay, hold on.
Hack TV3. Turn the
top. What's the topic to hack TV2?
Cat sex. What else?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Calling Geico.
It's all
your
about
call
the cat section.
There we go. For quality purposes. Please
okay, so everyone shut up except
for the options available at our website. Visit us at geico.com. If you do not have a Geico policy and want a free quote or would like to purchase a policy,
Vicodin.
Press 2 now.
Press Vicodin.
3. To verify your for automobile insurance,
press
2. For home,
press
3. If you have had a policy with Geico in the past 6 months, press 2. If you or your spouse are active duty, guard, reserve, or retired military, press 3. If you have already received a quote, press 4. All others, press 5. Repeat this minute.
Who's talking to you?
Not me.
Not me.
All right.
Like discounted movie and theme park tickets. This is your Geico operator. How may I direct your call?
Is this where I can get a free quote?
Okay, what state do you live in?
My state? I live in Massachusetts.
Okay, we actually do not sell insurance in the state of Massachusetts, so we don't have anything that we could help you with.
You live in
okay?
Texas.
So thanks for calling.
No, Texas.
Pardon me?
Texas. We live in Texas.
Pardon
he was
me?
Kidding. Yeah, he was kidding. We live in Texas.
Okay, well, right now all of our sales agents are busy assisting other customers.
I think you're
I
lying
to me. I
can
have someone return a call to you, but it's going to be about an hour. You can also go online at geico.com, and you can get a quote online.
Stop reading from the
paper.
Did
you want me to take a message for you?
Pardon
me?
Yeah.
We have the Gecko.
Can I talk to the Gecko?
No, he doesn't.
The Gecko can't talk?
I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. There's a lot of static.
Can the Gecko talk?
No, sir, obviously the Gecko cannot talk. Did you want me to
How
have
old is he?
Return a call so they can get a quote?
No, actually, I just have a couple more questions. How old is the Gecko?
Okay, I'm releasing the call.
Later, hater.
Get back there!
Jew.
That dirty skank.
Jew.
He tried like every state.
That was horrible.
That was awesome. How about Mexico?
That was absolutely horrible.
We live in Texas.
What about Mexico? Do they sell insurance in Mexico?
What kind of question?
There's no room to buy there.
They're off in docks like, wait.
Why don't they live in Massachusetts?
Because it sucks.
I'm surprised they don't have coverage in Massachusetts. It's like she knew from the get-go that something was up.
It sucks, that's why.
Like, who has all their representatives busy at midnight? Unless she's, like, from India. No, honestly.
She's a liar. Yeah.
Like, it's midnight here. It's later in other states. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah, let's try to get insurance in Mexico, or New Mexico.
You're going to have to...
You know, with Roswell.
No.
Okay, I'm calling it back. That bitch is getting owned.
They're from
calling
Pennsylvania.
Back who?
The turtle.
You guys ever seen...
Calling a fucking
Pennsylvania.
You guys ever seen Super Troopers?
Geico.
Yeah.
Monitor and or recorded for quality purposes.
I'm up for the meow game.
Self-service options available at our website. Visit us at geico.com. Yeah. If you do not have a Geico policy and want a free quote or would like to purchase a policy, press 2 now.
2.
Press 3. For automobile insurance, press 2. For home, press 3. For boat or flood, press 4.
I'm pressing 2 on my keyboard, but nothing's happening.
Holy shit, I think they said umbrella insurance. Hold on. I've got to listen to this menu again.
Okay.
That just means...
So we're all shutting up and listening.
For automobile insurance...
For automobile insurance, press 2. For home, press 3. For boat or flood, press 4. For umbrella insurance, press 5.
We have to insure our umbrellas.
It covers everything.
Get some umbrella insurance.
I think umbrella just means everything.
We're calling. It doesn't matter. Okay, we're going to call and we're going to insure our umbrella.
My umbrella got wet now it's ruined.
We provide coverage nationwide, so whether you're moving to a new state or just down the street, give Geico a call.
She said nationwide, so that other chick was lying.
Then there's also overseas insurance. With agents in dozens of countries all around the world, so overseas insurance provides the quality service, respect, and respect.
Everyone look in IRC and freak back.
This is your Geico operator. How may I direct your call?
Hello? Hello, who's talking?
Hello, this
Hi,
is your Geico
talking?
Operator. How may I direct your call? Pardon
You've
me?
Asked us, sorry, John, what were we looking for again?
Umbrella insurance.
John?
The umbrella insurance. Umbrella insurance.
Umbrella insurance.
The umbrella insurance department is closed right now. You'll need to call back between 8 and 5 Monday through Friday.
Oh, yeah.
The number is
8 and 5, what time zone, please?
Automotive.
Thank you. 8 and 5 what time zone, please? Between 8 and 5 of what time zone, please? I'm in EST, but is that like California time? India time?
I'm sorry, there's a lot of static. I'm not understanding your question.
I'm sorry about that. You said to call between 8 and 5, but I'm just curious of what time zone, since this is a 888 number.
Oh, okay. It's central time. It's eastern time zone. 8 to
okay,
5
thank you very
zone.
Much.
What state is your vehicle located in?
Texas,
Florida.
It's located in Texas.
Okay, well, actually, we have a Texas department. I can transfer you to them. But they're not
oh,
going to be able
that would
to help
be
you
awesome.
With the umbrella insurance either.
It, actually, if you pass us over to the...
umbrella insurance either. It's an 8 to 5 Monday through Friday.
For the Texas one?
Pardon me?
For the Texas
yeah,
one, it's also an 8 to 5?
Yeah,
okay,
you
said automotive insurance.
Time, Monday through Friday.
Well, since umbrella insurance is everything, and we're...
I thought you asked for umbrella insurance.
Sorry about
I'm
that.
Sorry.
No, you're right. We did, but since it covers everything, we wouldn't mind knowing about the automotive part, too. And if the automotive part is open right now, we wouldn't mind...
Hi, it's Paige.
Okay, I can transfer you to
sorry,
Texas.
John, hold
you're
back.
In the Virginia office. Hold on just a moment. I'll transfer you out.
Hi, CFH.
Thank you very much.
Hello.
John, hold yourself, please.
CFH, I heart you.
No.
Yes.
No.
All right, we're going to ask for alien insurance.
No.
For turtle
don't.
Insurance.
You guys are aware that this is unmuted, right?
Saving on auto maintenance, car rentals, and electronics.
Okay, I can't handle this anymore. Someone else is going to have to take over.
I'll do it.
Thank you.
Hello? Hello? Yes, sir.
Hi.
Hello? I can barely hear you, sir.
Okay, there's a lot of feedback in the phone also.
Okay, how about now, sir? Is that better?
It's still echoing. That's all right. We can work with it.
Okay. Is this the Auto Insurance Center?
Geico Automobile Insurance?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Okay, I was wondering about getting a free quote.
Okay, what's your first and last name?
My name is Smith. Last name Smith. First name Jack.
What's the zip code where you live, Mr. Smith?
It's 37802.
Maryville, Tennessee?
Yes, sir.
Alright, unfortunately I'm not licensed for Tennessee. What I can do is get you to an agent who is.
Okay,
can
sir.
Can you hold on a moment?
Yes, sir.
Hold on.
Good stuff.
Remember that number.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
He's coming.
Thank you for calling Geico Direct, the sensible alternative. Currently, all of our counselors are with other members.
Bitch, I'll kill you!
Thank you for your patience, and we look forward to servicing your insurance needs for many years to come.
I heart CFH.
Shut up.
What about me?
Only on Fridays for you, my bad.
Gay.
Yeah, you are.
Well, now what? We can try again.
No.
No, not again.
Yeah. You wanted a paternity clinic?
And that's not my zip code, by the way. But that was kind of funny, though. It was kind of
sure
funny.
It is.
I don't live in Maryland.
Alright, so you wanted a paternity clinic?
Yes, you do.
Is it a yes?
What?
Maybe.
Do you want to do the paternity clinic?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
No, guys, no, it's not. What would be the point of that?
Obtain.
Are we still on the line?
If we punch our girlfriend in the stomach, will it give her an abortion?
How hard is the abortion?
You know what?
That's abortion.
That's not cool.
Yeah, do paternity from the trial, find out who your parents are. Not your abortion.
Find out who you aborted?
Dumb.
Hi, I'm an aborted baby, and I want to find my mother.
No, don't you mean aborted fetus?
Yeah.
I'm gonna board
it. I was coming out
yeah.
And tried to abort me.
Shit. You're a
asking for the cause of a fetus.
Tracker.
How about Jerry Parker? Wanna call him?
Yes. Call.
They tried to push him back in.
Call.
Are we calling Trey Parker again?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call it.
Okay, call him. Trey Parker. Jedi Bebop, let's not call a coat hanger factory.
Yeah, how about
yeah.
Let's do it. Yeah, yeah. Come on. No. Goddamn cracker. Servers are getting gang bang.
Yeah, the problem with right now is everything's closed. You know those 900, you know those sex hotlines where there's,
Here we go. Oh. I'm calling Trey Parker.
Shit.
Who's talking?
Everyone shut up. Get their mouths away from the mic if you're not talking.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Number and
broken.
Guys, you know those numbers whereby there's sex hotlines with free trials? Anyone up for trying that?
Well,
yeah.
Free trial sex?
Does it?
Well, yeah, they give you, like, I don't know, free minutes or something. You can just, like, fuck with her.
So they
number?
Allow, like 13 sums or some shit. 13 sum, what the fuck?
1-800 Hot Mama.
Ew. Not right.
Well, Jedi Bebop wouldn't say that.
Well, that's because he's a dirty Jew. Yeah.
Someone has some mommy issues.
Somebody has what?
Do you want to try a payphone in Australia? Somebody was paid for
it. Let's call abortion clinic and drive by. I drive through.
Drive by freaking.
No, drive through abortion clinic.
What are they, like, hitmen?
a free, I don't know.
Right, what about a scam site? You know, guys, I got a perfect number. You know those numbers that you get in spam mail for, like, drugs?
Why?
Call one up.
Yep, do it.
All right.
Order Vicodin.
Yeah, I'll just look into, like, my junk mail thing. I have, like, a million.
Or would anybody like to purchase some? No, I'm joking.
Yeah, I totally want to.
No, I got, like, I don't even know any. No, I don't know.
Really?
How many? 10 minus 4. Whatever that
is.
Okay, that's what it is.
Okie dokie.
That'll be $300.
I'm calling a number.
What do you call it?
I'm not sure what it is. Oreo X-Men.
Okay, I got one, by the way.
I think it's someone famous.
For calling.
Okay.
Is Oreo X on right now?
No. I got one, by the way, for a lottery thing.
Okay,
like one of those scam lotteries.
Call it.
And Oreo's not on.
I'm calling up a scam lottery site.
Is he on AIM, though?
No, he's not.
Calling up now.
Hey. I just got off the ISH phone.
Coomed.
I'm Dolly. Wonderful.
Pound. Poner. Poner.
Here's a toll free line from Budweiser.
It's called something.
Oh, hey, did you hear about that guy that got fired off job for drinking like a Michelob because he worked for Budweiser? I think he had, like, signed some contract that says he
guys,
can, like, drink Budweiser in public.
Does anyone recognize that ringtone?
Ah.
That's an office ringtone.
It's dialing. That's the lottery guy.
We
this is a scam
the
lottery
you
that I'm done.
It's disconnected or unavailable.
Is anyone
okay, that other number? This is a scam lottery. Hello?
What the hell?
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, I'm calling in reference to a lottery for the National Amsterdam Lottery winner.
Yeah.
I'd like some more information about that, actually. It tells me here that I should submit a form of sorts. Can you help inform me?
What is your name?
Pardon me?
What is your name?
My name is John Carpenter. Do you want me to spell that out?
No. Not
okay.
Tell me your name.
Pardon me? The line's bad here, sir. My name is...
What?
Sorry, I didn't catch that last one. Do you say country?
What is your name or your country, sir?
Oh, my country is the United States.
Okay. Can I have your reference number?
My reference number, according to the thing, was... Oh, dear. Oh, I see. Was it in the claimant form? Just if you could be so patient, especially if I can help you out here. I'm terribly sorry about the wait. I didn't actually... Oh, there we go. The reference number is YPL. Are you still there, sir?
Please, you go on. I'm taking down, okay?
Okay.
I'm right, please.
Okay. And then after the YPL, it's 424.
Yeah.
985.
Yeah.
960.
Yeah.
9.
Yeah.
Then there's a dash.
Yeah.
Then it's WX1.
Okay.
Now, what are the...
Can I have the batch number?
The batch number is LV.
Yeah.
916.
Go on.
63. AK.
Yeah. Okay, you hold on a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes?
Can I have your security deposit card?
Yes, it's W.
Yeah.
912.
Okay.
37.
Okay.
H1.
Okay.
67.
Okay.
D4.
That is correct. Okay, hold on.
Thank you.
Hello, how old are you?
I'm 21, sir.
Okay, what is your occupation?
Pardon me?
What is your occupation?
Oh, my occupation currently is a student.
Okay. What city are you?
I'm in the United States, so the city would be, Arlington.
Come again?
My city is Arlington. You want me to spell it out?
No.
Okay. And it's in the state of New York.
Arlington? Yes. I have all your information, I would say, okay?
Okay.
What you have to do, you have to send an email immediately for re-verification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Immediately after we verify, you will be sent the non-resident claim appraisal form.
Okay.
You have to complete that form and return it back immediately for further procedures, okay?
Okay. I'm just curious, in the steps ensuing that, what would happen as soon as that's done, just so I can prepare myself?
Please, immediately we receive all your information after the computer verification, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I will check the information you gave to me, and I will be sending you the non-resident claim appraisal form, okay?
Okay.
Immediately after we receive the non-resident appraisal form, I will submit to the legal department, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They will be contacting you with all relevant procedures because you will be sending a photocopy of your identity, okay, for legal record, okay?
Yes, understandable.
Okay. From the legal department, your file will be submitted to the financier.
Okay.
Okay. The financier will now contact you on your mode of transfer, okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, this mode of transfer, what exact modes do you accept?
Okay, immediately you have been verified and approved by the legal department, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The financier will now contact you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the financier, they are in charge of your funds.
Very well.
Okay, they are the one that you transfer, okay?
Okay.
They will give you all the transfer modalities, okay?
Very well.
My own as the agent is to verify that indeed you are a beneficiary, okay?
Very understandable, of course.
Okay. After the verification, I will submit your file, duly approved by the legal department to the financier, okay?
Very well.
For onward transfer of your winning fund, okay?
Very understandable.
All instructions will be communicated to you in due course, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you do the need to only get back to you, okay?
Okay, and you said you were situated in Amsterdam, the Netherlands, is that correct?
I'm in Den Haag.
In The Hague, sorry. And what time is it there currently?
Hello?
Yes, what time is it there currently? In
I
The Hague.
I don't understand you.
Pardon me?
I don't understand you. I've given you instructions, sir. You have
yes.
to follow my instructions, okay?
Very well, but what time?
When I receive all this information from you, all the instructions will be given to you in due course, okay?
Very understandable.
Bitch, I'm gonna kill you!
John, will you... John, hold off the line. John, sorry about that. Okay, so you were saying? Okay, it looks, thank you very much, sir.
Yeah.
I'll send you the email.
Oh, yeah.
Guys? I hung up on him.
That's for that.
What the hell?
I couldn't understand the fucking word.
Basically, what this call...
That's
we,
the boring thing
this
ever.
Call, yes.
All I heard was...
To explain you what this call was three-way with Skype with a guy who had sent a scam lottery number. That's basically what it was.
All I heard was, okay.
And I was giving him the information, and he was telling me what to do. Now, basically, what we have to do is spoof an email, which will be extremely easy, under the name of John Carpenter, and then Photoshop some fake ID. Now, I can do this, and we'll save this for the next Freak Factor show.
Okay,
why'd he choke? I mean, he now, choked, though. He wanted to stay on topic, you know. He choked when you asked him for the time. What was that all about?
Yeah, no. I know. I wanted to do something. He is a liar. He is located in The Hague, that's true, but he did choke. What's weird, though, is that it should be about 4 or 5 a.m. in The Hague right now.
Well, what the hell is he doing up?
So,
he's
yeah, I know.
Hardcore pornography. Hardcore porn.
Hardcore kitty porn.
Double connection.
So, guys, are we in for this? Next Freak Factor, we'll finish this off with him.
All right.
Good.
I wrote down the specs so we keep a consistent story.
Quad penetration.
Okay.
Hey, if anyone is listening in the stream, can you hear me?
No,
we
can't.
We can't hear you.
Yeah, we can't hear you. Yeah.
Oh, so, you know, just making sure my mic isn't all fucked up around.
It is.
Okay, we should try to get on QVC or the Home Shopping Network again.
Yeah, please.
It didn't work, though.
Sure,
like three times before.
We still have not successfully done that.
What about CBS?
It's
well, let's do it now. What better
that
time?
That would be the greatest call ever.
Too late.
Get on air and then start screaming random obscenities.
No, no, even better. Even better. Even better. You have been owned by Freak Factor.
Yeah. Freak Factor.
Ooh.
Then provide an address.
They have a necklace on right now. There's no call-ins yet, though.
Tubgirl.com.
Well, then let's do it.
Oh. Ooh, I got a number here. Give me a second. Hold on.
If anyone needs to, for me to punch it in for the convo.
Why?
You know, is it just me or that guy called in The Hague sounded a lot like a Nigerian? Like
yeah,
the accent,
yeah.
Like a sort of...
He is. It's all about the Nigerian.
Of course.
Someone in the Freak Factor IRC wants us to do... Sorry.
All right. Go ahead. I got the number for QVC. I can't find it. Oh, that was...
Yeah, awesome.
But no one's on right now. That you can't talk online. Oh, yeah.
QVC comes up and says it's taking testimonials. Home Shopping Network, I don't know...
Mm-hmm.
About them.
I'm sorry, but for the uninformed, what is QVC?
It's a home shopping.
I don't know what it stands for.
Oh, that's what it is. Okay.
You know, they preview all these things, and you buy, call up, and not buy them.
Yeah. No, I didn't know that's what it was.
Yeah.
So
cool.
What
thanks.
The name mean?
Yep.
What does the name mean?
Who knows? Let's
does
call it.
Does anyone have access to the internet right now?
I do. Jedi Bebop's got a number for us, and if no one's calling QVC within the next 20 seconds, I'll call this one.
Call.
All right, call it. We're not calling QVC yet.
Call it.
This number that I'm calling is Shop QVC, and they're selling a computer. And I want you guys to ask some really ridiculous questions about speed.
Oh, yeah, that'll be
about math?
Okay.
We're asking them for math?
I'm calling him now. So who's going to do this call with Shop NBC?
Gentoo installed.
Okay, we need to ask
Gentoo.
Them about their 28.8 modem.
Does it come with Gentoo?
No, 14K of people. It's all about the 14K.
Yeah. 14.4.
Okay, DTMF1. I'm on DTMF1.
Thank you for calling Shop NBC. You're calling to place an order, please press 1 now. For any other reason, please press 2 now. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. Please stay on the line.
I'm not doing this call, so someone pick up.
Is this NBC?
Yeah, this is NBC for shopping for the computer.
Okay, cool.
Shop NBC, this is Kathy. How can I help you?
Hello?
Hi, we're interested in buying a computer. The computer that you're showing on TV right now.
The V35200?
That is correct. But we'd like some more information about that. Who would be the right person to talk to?
Yeah. Well, I can give you the phone number for the computer store, and they can answer some technical information if that's what you're looking for. I can answer some information.
Okay. My friend here, John, had a few questions. So, John, please take it away.
John, does it come pre-installed?
Come
what? Hello?
Okay. You have some questions? Hello?
Yeah, does it come pre-installed Gentoo, or what does it come with?
It comes with, it's got the 200 gigabyte hard drive with room for all storage needs, wireless keyboard and mouse, 6 months of AOL membership for new accounts free, a $50 manufacturer's rebate. It has a lot of different accessories and software titles. It has 7 layers of customer support. You can burn DVDs with this computer. It has a Brother 5440 printer with a $30 manufacturer's mail-in rebate and a 7-megapixel digital camera.
Wow, that's very good.
Okay.
I'm sorry to interrupt you here. Do you have the number for the 800 number? And
for
do you
the
think,
computer store?
Yeah, I mean, what you're doing is very kind, and thank you, but do you think they'd be open right now and all on, like?
They should be, yeah.
They should be? Okay, it'd be great. Well, it's okay. If you think so, that's okay. If you could give me the number, it would be awesome, or even...
It's 877-882-4562.
And what was your name, sorry?
No, and I have...
My name was Kathy.
Thank you very, very much. Have a nice
You're
day.
You're welcome.
Well, I have one more question.
Sorry, guys. I hung up on her. Sorry, I didn't want to make her embarrass her. She was a really nice person.
I wanted to ask her if I could substitute AOL, because AOL's for noobs.
It is, but you know what? She's not the right person to do that kind of stuff with. Who will be the right person is this number we're going to call. She's just...
Okay.
She's not,
hey.
In this plan, in this greater scheme of things, she is innocent.
Hey. We need to ask how much porn they can hold. Hey, you need to ask.
We will do that with the following caller, and I'm calling them right now, and I won't interrupt. I'm sorry, I couldn't handle. She was too nice.
We should ask them how. We should ask them how heavy a coffee cup that CD-ROM driver holds.
You need to ask
gonna call
it.
Hey guys, I'm calling up. I'm calling up this new number now. So hold on.
Who's talking?
I'm calling. Who's talking? I'll do it. Who said I?
I'll talk.
You need to ask.
I'll talk.
One of you guys talk. It's in progress now.
Feel free to contact us at our website at www.v2premier.com. Our regular hours are 7 a.m. to 11 p.m. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday.
They're close.
She lied.
Time.
A hardware problem after the first 30 days of delivery.
Oh, well, whatever. I'm hanging up now.
Revenge.
Okay, that failed. But you know what? Calling a tech support? Hey, let's call, like, IBM support and, like, ask about Gentoo or something, or BSD.
Yeah.
Or is that
too
late?
Open BSD.
Call Microsoft and ask for about...
Or you know what? Let's report the Where Is guy. Or if you don't report... Like,
let's talk about OpenBSD.
Or if we don't report him, keep him for next week to have more fun, because this week we really fucked up.
Okay, what's the Where's Guy number? I'm going to write it down in my notes here.
1-800.
No, it's not that. Well, screw you.
I'm going to call IBM.
Okay, the Where Is Guy's number, for everyone to hear over Freak Factor, is 1-604-275-8464. Now, anyone listening to this, please don't call until next week, because we really want to have fun with this guy next week, so don't ruin it for us, please.
Well, you just ruined it. I think they were going to call him
Turtle Monkey. We need to ask him
whatever he deserved.
The most technical Linux question possible.
No, OpenBSD. Talk about OpenBSD.
We're trying to recompile our kernel and stuff, and we're having all kinds of trouble or something.
Ask how do you run...
No. IBM advertised a little while.
OpenBSD.
Yeah.
OpenBSD.
Let's call Microsoft and ask them.
Call AOL.
AOL.
Yeah, AOL and ask them for AOL support.
I can't do calls anymore, though. Ask them how to install AOL on OpenBSD.
Yeah. Can I do it, though?
Sure.
I was having some fun.
Awesome question.
We're trying to hack all the noobs out there with Linux, and we need AOL to do that.
OpenBSD. Are we going to call AOL or not? Call AOL and ask them how to hack people. All right, I'll talk.
Yes, we have to do that. That'll be awesome.
Wait, who's going to talk?
Who's going to do the call to AOL? All
right, I can assist or talk. It doesn't matter.
Tell them there's drug dealers on their computer.
I'll assist you if you need.
Because of AOL. AOL put drug dealers on your computer.
Let's do one after the port hacker.
Does anyone have the AOL number?
Oh, you don't have to be an AOL member.
Okay, I'll get the AOL number.
I'm
Googling for the words AOL number.
I just went to AOL and there's not crap here. Screw AOL, those bastards.
Yeah.
Shit.
I called one of their numbers and it was a fax. That was weird.
Call 800-555-1212. Call tell me and they'll give you
the
right number.
Dude.
Yeah, that'll cost money, won't it?
No.
No, it's user voice.
There's the number.
Speaking of which, I'm running low on money for my voice.
God damn it, son of a motherfucking bitch from hell. I don't know what the fuck is wrong with the PBX, but it took me fucking hour just to get back on
the
damn
up.
Thing.
Fuck.
Okay, I'm calling this number.
Yeah, me too.
It's AOL. It's an AOL number, so we can get
one on
number.
IRC.
Oh shit, guys. Check this number that I'm putting on IRC now.
No. The number's the one who is.
You guys would be pissed too if you couldn't get back in the conference.
Okay, I'm calling this number. It's Billy.
What is it?
Thanks for calling AOL. To ensure quality service, your call may be monitored or recorded. To get you the help you need as fast as possible, I need to find out why you're calling.
Operator, please.
Hackers.
I want to know.
Noob.
Sorry, I still didn't
Free BSD.
You're calling for technical.
Vicodin. Acid. Meth. Coke.
Looks like she's running on a...
I think we DOS'd her.
Are we still online with AOL?
No, you're not. You're talking to the, Jesus Christ.
Maybe. Hold on, let me call that back. It says call failed.
Hi, Superstar.
Request.
Jesus Christ, Superstar.
No, but seriously, like, every time I entered my user ID to get back in the conference, it said goodbye. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I had problems, too. No worries about that. You're not the only one.
Oh, good.
Hey, too.
There we go. I'm calling AOL back.
Not the only...
Right.
Good.
K-H-O-2? What the fuck?
Thanks for calling AOL. To ensure quality, sir, your call may be monitored or recorded. Asistencia en español, marque el número 9. To get you the help you need
Operator.
As fast as possible. I'll be happy to transfer you to a consultant, but that person will need to ask the same questions I... Okay, I'll get you
computer,
over to a
you're
consultant.
An annoying...
Who's talking? Who's going to talk?
I'm sorry. Sorry, I'm having so much trouble understanding you. I'll get a consultant on the line. Please hold.
I've had AOL before. Let me do this.
Okay.
What am I asking?
Something about Linux.
Type in IRC what I'm asking.
You're asking about how to install AOL over FreeBSD.
I'll do it. I'll ask. I still have AOL.
Okay, do it.
Alright, I'll mute.
Thank you for calling America Online. My name is Ben. How may I help you today?
Yes, sir. My name is John, and I just recompiled my kernel in Windows, and I'm having trouble reinstalling AOL now.
Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to connect you to our technical department, and they should be able to assist you, okay?
Okay. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
For outsourced episodes. Call the outsourced rooms as we can.
Ask them how to hack.
You know,
you got scared after kernel.
You know McDonald's is outsourcing
that's
the driver.
That's a shop for $20.
McDonald's fucking sucks.
They're outsourcing their drive-thru.
The turtle's panicking. Fix it. AOL won't run anymore.
I've been at America Online. You've reached technical support. We have your first and last name.
John Stewart.
Thank you so much. And would you spell your screen name?
T-W-E-A-Q.
T-W-E-A-Q?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Is this the first time you're calling about this issue? Do you have a case number?
No, I don't.
All right. How may I help you?
Okay. I just recompiled my kernel in Linux, and I'm having trouble reinstalling AOL again. My friend came over and tried to do it. He couldn't do it. He said he was Elite Hacker, but he couldn't do it.
So what happens when you're trying to install AOL?
It says error, and then like some screen comes up, and it starts like all this text comes up, and then it says cannot install AOL. Please retry.
So which operating system is this?
I'm running Windows.
Running Windows XP, right?
No, Windows. With an L.
I'm sorry? I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, ma'am. It's Windows. I'm running kernel 2.4.
So it is not a Windows operating system?
No, ma'am.
It's a kernel 3.4?
2.4.
Linux, or which operating system is this?
It's Windows,
because
but it's based off Linux.
Linux?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, because this is a Windows technical support queue, all right?
Okay. Well, I was trying to run it under Wine, and that usually works for all my Windows problems, or with all my Windows programs, but it didn't work for AOL.
Right, because right now you said it's kernel 2, right? Kernel, could you give me the entire?
It's 2.4.28.
Linux, right?
Yes.
Okay, just give me a moment.
Okay.
No, please ask her where she's based.
Ghostless wants to talk.
Enox. Enox.
Let me take over. Hey,
tell him it's because it has noob filters. It won't let you install AOL.
Noblar. I want your Noblar.
So the kernel panics because it says, will not run noob software.
Thank you for holding the line. I appreciate your patience. But because there's a Windows technical support queue, even if you're not sure whether it is compatible with the Linux 2.4 which you have installed.
Okay. Well, my Lee Hacker friend said that it should run using Wine. And that usually works with my Windows programs. And then, well, I've been trying again. I just tried again, and it said will not run noob software. I think it has... I think it has noob.
Sorry?
I think it has noob filters.
Because even we're not sure whether it is compatible or not, because there are different versions of these Linux, right? And since we are the Windows technicians, we are not expertise with that.
Oh, okay. Do you know where
okay.
I can...
Should we report our friend, though? He's a hacker.
Do you know where I could call to get information about Linux and your noob software?
Linux and the noob software?
Yes, ma'am.
Actually, we don't have any other number for the Linux as well. There's no support. It's only for Mac and Windows, which we have.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
I'll just try to hacker it together.
All right. We're calling in today.
Before you go.
To...
Excuse me? Family history.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
Yes, I have a question. There were these noobs, and they were driving me crazy, and I was trying to hack for them, but they just wouldn't get booted. I was on AIM.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yeah. And I was trying to boot these noobs off AIM. You know, like I was totally trying to hack for them.
Did you get any error message or such? Or?
Yeah, it says noobs not allowed.
No, please.
Sir, who are you?
When you were...
Ma'am, I think this guy has hacked my AOL account.
Hacked. Hacked.
Excuse me?
You have been hacked.
Ow, it hurts.
And that call is officially open. Nice.
That was funny. I like me, the Indians. The Indians are good. They look so sexy. Yes, they look so sexy.
Asians are better.
Yeah, I know. I'm just...
All right, and for calling in today, you're eligible to receive a family history software package.
Ma'am, I'm running AOL. I have AOL on my...
That come with you. I need more noobs.
Ma'am, it says on my AOL, I've got an instant message, and it said that I have been hacked.
Your system has been taken over.
I'm not sure what's going on, and people, it sounds like people are on my phone.
Hacked.
Owned.
Pooned.
Noob-pooned.
Noob-pooned.
What's going on?
Oh,
noob-pooned.
I don't know what to do.
Turtle rag.
What's that?
Turtle rag.
Hey.
Turtle rag.
How come I can hear, like... How come I can hear, like, 10 people on my line? Did you guys, like, cross lines with me or something?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
I hear
an
AOL call.
We all did. We did.
I hear a bunch of other people.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Come on.
I'm going to call. I'm going to see if we can help this situation. I'm going to call the phone company and see if we can.
Hey, I was ordering a pizza, and now you're here.
You cannot. No. No.
Dang, these cross lines suck.
Yeah, I know.
How many minutes do we have left on this show?
Hey, I'm looking out my window and there's this guy working on the telephone trunk. Tweak. Tweak, hang up.
Tweak,
hang up.
Guys, we have 6 minutes left.
Let's call Barney of Beanery real quick before we have to go.
Shit, she was still on. I just clicked over and she was still on.
I know, that was hilarious.
No. Come on now.
All right, I got a list of telephone companies. Jesus fucking Christ. I'm at 73% of Hack TV 2. I can't wait anymore. Jesus.
We got to have this episode last longer.
Yes.
United States Secret Service, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Last longer, the episode.
We can all just go to 666 after.
No.
Yeah, but I mean, someone call Barney's Beanery. Someone call Barney's Beanery.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
What's Barney's Beanery?
Go to Strom Carlson's website, look at the coin-operated telephones, look at the bottom. It's a telephone in a bathroom.
Oh, and, that is? I thought that was... All right, is that the same number that we've called? Is that the same number we called before?
Yeah, we called it before.
Oh. I thought that was a bar, not a...
Beanery, I think it means, like... Brewing beans or something, I don't know.
Oh.
Hey, I got a carpet.
Sounds like a coffee place.
I got a carpet cleaner place here that offers 24-hour emergency service.
What? Gotta help me, dude.
Hey.
Gotta help me,
the
carpets are soaked with blood, help me.
Hey, I found this British number.
I just off my carpet. Come clean it up.
This British.
All right, guys, it's about time to close up the show.
Oh man, come on, Stank.
Stank, come on.
Thanks, Stank.
We'll close up the show, and of course, as usual, you're all welcome to dial back in and hop into any one of the other Bell's Mind conferences and continue whatever you guys are working on.
Hey, Stank, can I ask you a question?
I suppose so.
Is it true your real name is David?
That could be true, yes.
According to your answering machine, we called, like, what, 5 times at the beginning of the show?
That was some guy he kept calling. Please don't punch him in the face with your lead hacker and skills.
Yeah, please don't tell this again.
Yeah, that's not my direct line. That is a dedicated number for a specific service. So,
supposedly,
yeah,
it's
congratulations
who
on your elite who is reading abilities. Good job.
Hey, that's how they got Lindsay Lohan number.
His elite who is skills.
But yeah, anyways.
They called you like 20 times, I think.
Alright, anyway, go ahead.
Oh, yeah, and that's Rip and Hack TV, too. It was awesome.
Oh,
yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. For everybody who hasn't checked it out yet, go to hacktv.binrev.com. Hack TV was. Episode 2 was released today, so if you haven't downloaded it, go check it out.
I'm trying. I still got 22 minutes left. It's been downloading for about 2 hours.
The archive.org mirror is slow.
I'm on cable.
That mirror is slow.
There are a lot of people downloading right now, so it's going to be overloaded for the next few days, I'm sure. So just be patient and keep checking it out.
Oh, and the random
torn up.
Damn it, Black Ratchet.
Set up a BitTorrent.
Nope,
not doing the BitTorrent thing.
Coon the news.
Why?
So you guys just want to meet
the random news isn't working.
Yeah, why?
666 or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's go to
Hey, someone tell whoever Hound Dog is to let me back in Binrev, because this isn't cool.
It's a bot.
Yeah, it is. It's really funny.
Yeah,
okay, someone tell
hilarious.
Them to take me off, because I want to get back in.
No, you're not allowed.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, guys, I'm kicking you out here.
No.
Freak Factor episode 10 is in the books, and check it out next week. I guess that's gonna do it.
The week after, then it definitely.
Boom! Get the fuck out.